As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. So we'll continue with the next call. We'll get into the Soto stuff, BT at 11 o'clock. Look forward to having that conversation. Last night, there was some other news that was made during the Knicks-Lakers game as your friend, Stephen A. Smith, your former coworker, your pal, he was there sitting courtside and was confronted by one LeBron James in a video that went viral. Stephen A. has since addressed those comments. What are your thoughts on what went down there?
I don't think LeBron should have done it in front of everybody. I think it's the wrong move. LeBron is incredibly sensitive, and he gets in his own way sometimes. Now, listening to the clip of Stephen A. addressing it this morning as he did on First Take, I think Stephen handled it great. And not just because I have a relationship. Like, if Steve butchered it, I'd say it. Yeah. And I would text him as well. I was actually texting with him this morning about this. I'll keep that private. Listen, you're a parent, and something happens. You go from radio host, basketball player, whatever. You go to parent mode. You go to protection mode. But to me, first of all, Bronny's not 10. He's not 12. And to do it where LeBron did it, that's where I think he messed up. Not that he did it. Do it where nobody's watching. Do it in the bowels of the arena, which Stephen A. is absolutely going to hit the locker room and talk to coaches and talk to people during halftime, after the game. Why are we doing it for the whole world to see?
Right. Here's my issue with it. Because obviously I understand as a parent, right? There's nothing you wouldn't do to protect your children as a parent. However, if you're putting your child out there in the spotlight, or your child is in the public eye, it's fair game.
Yeah.
Like, Stephen A. wasn't personally attacking Bronny. He was just saying what happens to be factually correct. I don't even know what he said. And Stephen A. even just said, I think LeBron may have heard different things than what I said. But, I mean, LeBron James' son is just not very good at playing basketball. And if not the only reason why he's in the NBA is because of who his dad is. So we're allowed to, right or wrong, you and I, Stephen A., whoever, are allowed to have an opinion of what Bronny James is as a basketball player. And if I come on and say Bronny James sucks as a basketball player, I'm allowed to say that. Now, LeBron could be upset as a parent, but he's got to understand that his kid's not 5 years old. His kid's in the NBA.
Yep.
And there are going to be people that criticize, right or wrong. Now, I don't, like, I don't need to give my opinion on Bronny James. Like, I see what goes on. I assume, like the rest of the people, like, he's just not good enough, and we know he's there because of his father, but whatever. Okay, not a big deal. But same thing with Shador Sanders. What, we can't say anything about Shador Sanders because daddy might get mad and come yell at us? Like, get out of here. Your son is not, he's an adult, and he's in the public eye, and he's making a lot of money, and he's got a job that's going to come with some criticism.
Yeah.
So suck it up and deal with it. You think my mother and well, if my father were alive, like, you think they'd like some of the stuff that people say about me? Or your parents like, oh, this guy should be fired and that guy should be fired? Like, you think people want to see that? No, but what are you going to do about it? Nothing. Mm-hmm. It's fair game. Like, suck it up. LeBron's got to be... He's got to be less sensitive than that, even as a parent.
Well, he won't be. I mean, he's 40. I mean, I don't, you know, certainly whatever remains of his basketball career, and he's still a really, really good player, if not a great player, I don't think he's hanging him up anytime soon. So he's going to be around, you know, as a professional basketball player for a few more years. I don't think he's going to really change during that span. He might mature a little bit. I think we all do with age. Let me put it this way. If Stephen A., and this is just not Stephen's character, but just to prove a point, if Stephen would have said something like...
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let me give you a real example that would apply. Let's say that Bronny was a horrendous basketball player.
Right.
All right. And he was into music, or he wanted to be an actor, or whatever, anything other than pro sports. And Steven slicing him up like, how are you half partially created by LeBron, the specimen that he is?
Yeah, that would be.
And you come out and you can't even dribble the ball. Then I would give LeBron, forget about scolding him in public or meeting him in the tunnel. At that point, LeBron would have every right to meet him by his car and knock the living crap out of him.
If you make it personal.
You've got to delineate between the two.
Agreed. That's where there should be a difference. But also, even with that, like, there are things that are said online, I'm sure, about Bronny James that are, you know.
From Steven or others?
No, from others.
100%.
Okay.
And I feel bad for Bronny a little bit. I do.
Me too. I understand
that.
And that's part of it, because of who his father is.
Yep.
He's going to get unfair criticism. Hey, look, maybe he can make it in the NBA. Who the hell knows? We'll find out. But because it feels like it's a daddy's thing, he's going to get criticized for that. But if Stephen A. were to make it personal, you're right, and be disparaging and disrespectful, that's a different story.
Different rules.
I don't believe that that's the case. I would believe, and I, you know, we should find out what he said exactly, but it seems like he was just criticizing him as a basketball player, much like everybody else. I feel like he's been doing. I don't think it's personal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Brody came from USC where he's averaged 19 points a game. He's just off to a slow start in the NBA. Now, I know he had the cardiac arrest and the issue with his heart, and God bless him moving forward. But, you know, he averaged 3.5-4 points a game. Nobody viewed him as a viable. If his dad wasn't LeBron, he wouldn't have been drafted, period, and that's okay.
Right, how come he got drafted by the team that his dad plays on?
Course.
Is that a coincidence?
Come on. Man. There are advantages in life when, you know, like I didn't really, your dad was a blue-collar guy. My dad was a detective. And, amazing dad, but doors open for us because of what they did for a living. We weren't that lucky.
And by the way,
sometimes I wish we had those doors open.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And by the way, it's not a knock on people who do. I know people get into, nepo baby or nepotism. So what?
Yeah.
You would do the same thing.
I would take it too.
Of course, 100%. I would do the same thing. So that it's not that. It's that LeBron is sensitive, especially if it were not personal criticism toward his son. Then it's just fair game. It's like anybody else criticizing any other athlete, his teammate, whoever it may be. It's the same thing. I get the parent aspect of it.
Yeah.
But your son's now fair game because he's an adult who is in the NBA.
It's funny. Even though I was texting with him, I don't know what his response was. And I've got to ask him that, because you can only see Steven's back and you can see LeBron.
Well, he said in the way that he addressed it, as we were watching a clip during the break there.
Yeah.
He said that he basically did not say anything back. He said it was a one-way confrontation. Kind of.
Okay. Yeah. You know, because I know Stephen's had it up to his neck with LeBron's reps reaching out. They think he's far too harsh. Forget about Bronny. Harsh toward LeBron. basketball stuff. Like, so they don't have a good relationship.
See, so
like,
what I think is happening here is that LeBron is somewhat, even if he is unknowingly doing it, he's using the excuse of his son to go at Stephen A. Because it makes him like, oh, well, he's just protecting his son as a dad. But in reality, there are deeper issues between the two.
There definitely are.
And this is like just the tipping point where LeBron is probably wanted to get at Stephen A. for a while, but is ignoring it.
That's a good point, sir. This is the license to jump in.
Yeah, like now you've crossed the line because you're insulting my son. Like if you keep it at me, it's one thing, but when you insult my son.
And everybody will stand up for LeBron because he's doing what every parent would do.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. BT and Sal on the fan. Kevin is in the Bronx. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Kev.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Kev? Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to give you another side of this thing. It seems like you guys only see them seeing one side. You know, and I think that Stephen A. has been ridiculously unwilling to look at that everybody sees that LeBron is maybe the better player than Jordan.
I don't see that.
This wasn't about that, Kevin.
No, well, I think that it's why LeBron is at part of maybe why LeBron is where he's at, because whenever Stephen A. is talking, I've heard plenty of people tell Stephen A., look, LeBron is doing 22 years. Michael Jordan was a shell of himself in his 15th, 16th year. LeBron has just held it down. More professional.
But so what? First of all, what he did last night was not professional, as a matter of fact. So that just eliminates
that. That's, okay, well, everybody, you know, just like you were saying, that's your kid. And imagine, just take it for a second, that imagine you're always talking down about LeBron.
Well, but hold on, Kev. Kev, hold on. I want to have a conversation with you because I don't think that that's true the way you characterize it. Hold on a sec, Kev. Because I've heard Stephen say this, and he said it to me. He believes Jordan's better, as do I. That's an opinion. That's fine. It's not a disparaging opinion. He always gives LeBron props. He's critical when he's got to be.
Wait. But when other people try to give him a point, he's not. His door is closed.
Because it's his opinion. And by the way, I have the same opinion.
Wait. But you still hear out the other person. Like right now, I'm trying to tell you that when somebody does 22 years, they're the leading scorer, they win. LeBron wins with
Kevin, but what aren't you getting? That's not the point. You can have your opinion and say that LeBron is better than Jordan. That's fine. We can disagree with that. That's not what I'm talking about. Well, then why are you talking about it? Go ahead.
That's not what I'm trying to say to you. What I'm trying to say to you is that imagine it was you and it was the issue of the best talk show.
Dude, you should see, Kevin. You're thanks for the call. You should see what's written about us.
Kevin, I understand what you're saying.
I'm trying to tell you is that this guy, he cuts off even the thought. You know, 60 to 70% of the NBA players and coaches believe that LeBron is the best. But Stephen A., no way.
Okay, so what? He's allowed to have his opinion, Kevin, and thank you for the call and the conversation.
Charles Barkley says the same thing every time on TV.
So what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that Stephen A. is right or wrong. It's his opinion. He's allowed to have that opinion. It doesn't mean that LeBron James or others need to confront him. And by the way, he wasn't even confronting him about that. It was about something he said about his son. Come on, you're missing the point.
And again, good call, good pushback. Appreciate that call, Kev. But see, to me, I've always said sports radio to me is just an extension of having a sports conversation in a bar. We'll take another round, right? And you stretch the conversation. I'll take one more before I go home, right? And you talk whatever topic it might be, and you debate. That's really the essence. That's how this meeting was kind of, that was the template that this media was formed after, right?
Just sports fans talking sports.
Yes, and if me and Kevin, I say that because if Kevin and I were in a bar talking about LeBron and MJ, I could have four beers, he could have four beers, I could listen to him, he could listen to me. No matter what he says, I am walking out of that bar, getting an Uber, still saying MJ won, and that's
right.
it.
Right. But you have the conversation.
And so is Stephen A.
But that's a totally different conversation. So what? LeBron's supposed to be mad because Stephen A's opinion? LeBron is so big, he shouldn't have to care what anybody says about him.
You know why he does? Because deep down, LeBron knows he's right. That's the problem.
And LeBron's saying, like, in his own mind, when am I ever going to get the respect that I deserve of being the best player?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think he's ever going to get it universally.
Right,
so, I don't.
So except, but does that, in this particular instance, whether that's right or wrong, doesn't matter. You can't or you shouldn't confront somebody because of their opinion. Now, again, LeBron didn't do that because he's smart,
mm-hmm.
because he knows that he would never win that.
Made it if about his son.
Exactly.
Yep.
If he confronts Stephen A. and saying, come on, man, you're saying Jordan's better than me. What do I got to do to blah, blah, blah? He looks petty.
Uh-huh.
But if he goes to Stephen A. and says, keep my son's name out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it about my son. Now people are like, oh, see, he's being a great parent, which I also understand. I still just think LeBron doesn't get it. Your son is fair game because he is on the Lakers. He's in the NBA. He is treated just the same way. You know, Dorian Finney-Smith would be treated. Like that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Meaning that the criticism stuff, obviously, you know, being LeBron's
for sure,
son
for sure.
is a different animal.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
come on, he's fair game. That's all. Now, again, if Stephen A. crossed the line and was disrespectful personally, then LeBron.
Or about his children or about LeBron.
Yeah, then
yeah,
LeBron,
no,
well within his right to do something.
I think that LeBron, and I can never prove this, I really believe it hurts him and it bothers him that much because deep down, like I said before, he believes that, I wouldn't say Steven's a detractor, I wouldn't say that I'm a detractor, but people like us who believe without question that Jordan was better.
See, I think LeBron was better. We had this conversation the other day.
Yeah.
I said I'd rather have Jordan, but I can make an argument for saying LeBron was better.
Yeah, and listen,
better.
I've got 9,000 reasons as to why. Yeah. I don't want to bore people. You've got 9,000 reasons. Yeah. This has been formulated over the last 10, 12, 15 years. I get it. You know, then invariably Magic creeps in and Wilt and Kareem and Bird. And, you know, you have a good NBA conversation. The point for me is I just think Michael Jordan is better. And I think because LeBron is so amazing and there's so many stats that say it's him. But when you get to the stat about winning, it's Jordan. And he can't change that. And he knows it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.